Well, it looks like the U.S. is just a little closer to working out those trade deals.
We're obviously anxious to work with Congress in the next month or so as they begin the process of considering the free trade agreements.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who says the administration has indicated its readiness to begin technical discussions with key congressional staff on the draft implementing bills and draft statements of administrative action for the pending trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. And of those three?
We're obviously excited about Korea.
Since under that agreement, most Korean duties on U.S. products would fall by the wayside. And just the sheer resulting value of that action to agriculture is very impressive.
To give you a sense of the importance of the Korean Free Trade Agreement, if you took the previous nine free trade agreements and asked how much ag activity was a result of those nine previous agreements, it would not equal the amount of the Korean Free Trade Agreement.
Which analysts estimate could be an extra $2 billion a year in U.S. ag sales, bringing total value of U.S. ag sales in that country to $7.2 billion. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.